number of offspring spanning all ages from birth to about 15. Strictly speaking, I have only 2 children, and this book is not about them. They just happened to be standing nearby while I looked for illumination, and so they cast their moving shadows. This book isn't meant to be a commentary on specific political policies, though inevitably the day's headlines, like my children and all the other notable stuff of my life, have provided for me anecdotal entry into issues of more general and enduring interest. The several pieces that open and close the book respond most directly to current events, while many of the others form a collection of parables and reveries on parts of the world that may seem at first very distant from the epicenters of global crisis. A village at the edge of a Mexican jungle, for example, or my daughter's chicken coop. I ask the listener to understand that these essays are not incidental. I believe our largest problems have grown from the earth's remotest corners as well as our own backyards, and that salvation may lie in those places too. Compiling this book quickly in the strange, awful time that dawned on us last September became for me a way of surviving that time, and in the process, I reopened in my own veins the intimate connection between the will to survive and the need to feel useful to something or someone beyond.